Yes, indeed. Big representation, as you say, Chris, over 2 days, today and tomorrow. This was day one of the National Indoor Senior Track and Field Championships, and a number of Donegal athletes competing, and some with success. And obviously, the meet itself kind of took a wee bit of a hit from a Donegal point of view, with the absence of Mark English, who announced a day or two ago that he was going to skip the National Indoor Championships, and he's really, really just totally and absolutely focused for Paris, qualification for Paris, and everything that goes along with that. And indeed, he also confirmed that he has no interest in going to the World Indoor. So it's all about Paris for him. And so that was a bit of a downer from the point of view of looking forward. But we did still anticipate medals, and indeed medals did come. Summer Lecky was next up on the list, and obviously she has been a performer right through the years in terms of a national indoor, national outdoor, international athletics, and today was no difference. Silver medal today. She might be a little bit disappointed with that. She got to 179. She was head-to-head with a girl called Keely from St. Abbots and Leash, and that was a mighty competition, as it always was going to be, because this Keely girl has been jumping extremely well in recent weeks. So we did know and anticipate the battle, but in the end, 182 for Keely, 179 for Summer, the Castledare girl who competes out of Finn Valley. And well, a silver medal of the National Senior Championships is any day a good day, but you know, Summer would have targeted the gold, and you know, she is jumping well, so that's a big indication for this outdoor season for her. Another medal came in the guise of a Conall Mahon from Tyrconnell Athletic Club. He finished second last year in the triple jump, and today 14.02 got him silver again, behind Benson from Lagan Valley, who has, you know, has the better of them, indeed, in terms of distance in recent years. And today was no different. But Conall Mahon, second in the triple jump, a silver medal for him for the Tyrconnell Club. And so well done to him, following up on the silver medal of 2023. And then the first ever senior national indoor championship medal for Bridget McDyer from Finn Valley. She's from the Rosses, of course. She competes out of Finn Valley. And she's been throwing the weight for distance for a number of years. Finished fourth last year, and indeed, it looked like she was destined again to finish fourth. But in the sixth and final round, she got out over 656, I think it was, and had got her with 4 centimetres to spare. So she got there, she got that bronze medal. So well done to her. We're all delighted for her, because she's a very committed athlete. And so that was our medal tally for the day. 3 medals. Other performers, well, in the absence of Mark English in the 800 metres, we do have a finalist in tomorrow's 800 metres. We have Oisin Kelly of Cranford, a student at DCU. Indeed, Oisin won the National University's 800 metres last week. Well, today he was in good enough form. He was amongst the four fastest. Basically, there was 4 heats. The 4 winners in the heats were going through to the final, and then the next 4 out of 4 heats were, you know, qualified. That was the qualifying story. Well, Oisin got himself into that qualifying story, and he's on the line, on the start line tomorrow in the National 800 metres final. So well done to him. And another young Donegal athlete is in the 1500 metres women's final tomorrow. That's Eimear McCarroll of Finn Valley. She came through really, really mature performance for such a young girl. You know, she's only about 17, 18, and of course she's off to the States in the autumn to compete with American University. But she really looked real solid, and she looked real controlled, and she looked very mature for an athlete of her age. So she's in the final of the 1500 metres women's tomorrow. And other performers, well, Finn O'Neill of Lifford Strabane, he finished 6th in the pole vault at 4:20. And let me just play through some other people. Well, Arlene Crossan returned to the track after a long absence, really. She promised so much in her earlier career, but didn't deliver in recent times. But today, she looked like she can build on a performance. 56.20 it was, I think, in the 400 metres. Didn't qualify her for the next round, but nice to see her. Positive enough run, and if she really gets sticks at it and really throws out a couple of 200s and 400 metres and races regularly in the months ahead, then she will bring that time down. So that was Arlene Crossan. Other performers, well, Oisin Toy, he was in an 800 metres. It didn't work for him. And what else have we? We had We had Janine Boyle in the 200 metres, didn't get through the heats. She's Finn Valley girl, and from Olympian Athletic Club, Sophie Parler, 200 metres as well. No luck for her. But three medals, Summer Leckie, Conal Mahon, Bridget McDyer, and forwards, finals to look forward to tomorrow with Eamon McCarroll and Oisin Kelly. And in tomorrow as well, we look forward to Brenton Boyce in the walk. We look forward to a number of other Donegal athletes. Lauren Callaghan, example, in the long jump. Now, she silver medal last year, so we're looking at, she won the Irish Universities last week, so we can maybe look forward to her performing for a medal tomorrow as well. So that's tomorrow. But today belong to those three medalists, and as I say, we have another day of it tomorrow, day two, National Indoor Championships.